getting ready to kick off the Country Music Association Music Festival, or Fanfare, as people know it by best. I'm here with Michael Peterson. And Michael, we're going to start this whole thing off really the day before the festival with a parade, and you're going to be in this. And I think we'd like to know who are you going to be with in the parade this year?
Well, there's a whole string of Corvettes across the street that are pretty good looking. And Chevy told me if I did this, they'd give them to me. So, and then I woke up and it was a bad dream. I'm actually, the great part about it, the good part of it is that today we're pulling a float of FFA young people, the great, great Americans that they are out here in their blue jackets in spite of the heat. And we have, you know, kicking off Music Fest here, 2006, and we are continuing to use these CDs that we created with New Holland to create funding source for FFA. All of the CDs that we sell at this event over the next 5 days, the proceeds, profits of which will go to FFA. And we're doing that at a lot of different locations around the country. So it's a big win for everybody. New Holland wins, FFA wins, and I get to hang out with some great people.
Well, you're going to be doing that for several days. I know you've got a booth here. New Holland's got a booth here. And then as we get to the final day, we'll just give a little tease right now. You've got some kind of sporting event, I understand?
Yes, we do. On Sunday the 11th, we have the Celebrity Tractor Race. And everybody in Nashville that I say that to kind of chuckles because they can't believe nobody's ever thought of it before. The celebrities will, you know, people like Tanya Tucker, Brian White, John Barry, Black Hawk, a whole Diamond Rio, people like that will be riding on these tractors around a short obstacle course like a barrel race. The person with the fastest time and the least amount of cones knocked over in the process will get to donate 50% of the proceeds from the sale of this tractor on eBay. The other 50% goes to St. Jude in Memphis, which, of course, we know is a great children's hospital there that never turns anyone away. So it's all for fun, and it's all for charity, and it's all for the great, great color we know as blue.
Well, and Michael, I think it's great to see that do you call this kind of staging a comeback here, if you will, starting with this CD promotion you're doing with New Holland?
Well, you know, after years and years of just really having my greatest purpose be how could I sell another ticket or have another hit, I just felt like I wanted to do more with my life than that. And so as I met the great folks at New Holland and discovered that they had a passion and a purpose for getting the message out that farmers are strategists, farmers are innovators, farmers are inventors, farmers are the backbone of America, and agriculture is not just about food. As we know, if we think about ethanol and biodiesel, New Holland led the way this year as the first major corporation in the world, machine company, to warrant all of their machines on Bio20. And so they're leading the way with regards to this messaging, and I'm just proud and glad to be here to help share the message in arenas that they may not normally touch.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Michael Peterson, here getting ready to kick off the Country Music Association Music Festival in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.